Howdy doody.
This is the Dana and Parks Podcast.
You can yes ma'am me all day long.
Okie dokie.
I'm secret to start off the afternoon.
I know what that is, man. Those tickets are on sale today.
You're so excited.
It's in my calendar, yeah.
Did you already buy them?
It's coming.
Oh, okay.
Are you buying for everybody?
It's coming.
Well, also coming up today from Bob Seger, all of his albums are now available for streaming on Spotify, Apple Music, and other platforms, and 10 Seger albums are available for digital download for the very first time.
Excellent.
Was he one
of
those?
I'll fire up my Spotify account.
Garth Brooks holdouts.
Yeah.
That didn't put his music online, but now you can. Okay, yeah. That's interesting.
Well, every fourth song on classic rock radio,
right,
is a Bob Seger song.
Right. But here's what's funny, Kara. 2-3 days ago, I went to Amazon Music and I typed in Bob Seger, and all you would get were covers.
Yep.
You would get like, you know, Willie Nelson does Bob Seger 1989. It's just obscure kind of stuff.
He's so been a holdout,
today,
I guess.
You can get it. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make a lot of money in one big fell swoop here.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works, but they have to make money doing that.
Oh, yeah. There's contracts are made in order to get on Spotify and all the streaming stuff. Yeah, all kinds of contracts and the digital downloads. And oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, right,
yeah,
and there's been a lot of controversy over all of that stuff, too, because the artists are saying we're not getting paid enough to be streaming our
true
music.
Correct.
True.
I had a friend tell me iTunes is the one to support if you want to help the artists, because I think she said that pays them.
They get a better deal off that?
They get a better deal off that. Mm-hmm. We actually had dinner with someone who's in the entertainment industry several weeks ago, and she said iTunes is the ones that the artists like, because they cut a fairer deal with the artists.
Yeah, I use the one that's got the S at the beginning of it, and I just like the ease of it.
Yeah.
Sorry, artists.
I do Amazon Music. You just type it in, and there it is. And I think you pay, what is it, $99 a year?
But I already bought the CDs years ago,
well,
and the
that's
cassettes
the thing.
Years ago.
When I'm listening to Elton John or Willie Nelson, I have spent more money on that stuff over the years. I'm not going to rebuy it.
Right.
What you would have to do is dig out the old CDs, which exist somewhere.
Kind of look at it. Hold it in your hand while you're doing it online.
Somehow copy it. And I just don't have, A, I don't have the time to do it. B, I don't have the knowledge to do it.
Yeah, you'd have to get Travis to help you with that for sure.
Oh, absolutely. See, this is why everyone...
First you turn on the computer.
Rent a millennial, man. And Travis, you could make so much money.
I'm so glad you changed the name to that.
Rent a millennial.
Can you come fix my VCR? Yes, I still have one of those. I'm kidding.
I do too.
I know. Do you really?
Yeah. Yeah. I still have a whole bunch of VHS tests and everything.
What do you do with them?
Watch them.
Do you really?
You really do?
Yeah.
You watch VHSs?
Huh. Oh, yeah.
On purpose?
Yeah. Like my old Disney movies, like Aladdin.
You have the patience for that?
Be kind, rewind.
Yes.
I have all of my kids' home videos. We did this for a big Christmas present to each other, my ex-husband and I, a couple years ago. We got together and said, okay, for Christmas, let's dig out all of those Hi-8 tapes and take them to this place in Overland Park.
Yeah, the Hi-8
and they
tapes.
Put every single one of them on an actual DVD.
That's good.
So now we have those, and we have two sets of them in case there's a fire or something. Kids love to watch them. You know, and every once in a while, it's really sweet. You get a glimpse of, like, grandma.
Right.
Who we lost. And I'm like, oh, you know, there's just stuff on there you don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
We did some of my very first news anchor tapes from WIVW.
Oh, my God. I would love to see those.
So bad. Like, when I'm 19, 20, and I'm talking like this, and tonight is, you know, it's literally the worst. Like, how anyone ever hired me out of school, I have no idea. It's bad. It was really bad. So now when I look at the younger people starting out on their journey,
right,
I'm like, they're so bad. But then I'm like, God, I was really bad too. So that's okay.
You got to look for the diamonds in the rough.
You got to look for the diamonds in the rough. Someday she'll know how to pronounce Olathe. It's fine. So, Kara, a couple things I want to talk about today. We're still awaiting a verdict in the Cosby trial.
Yes.
They're still awaiting that. They have asked the judge for the definition of reasonable doubt. I thought everyone knew that definition. But I think in a case
for clarification.
In a case like this, where There are no direct witnesses to what happened. He's saying it was consensual. She's saying it wasn't.
So the jury's asking for the definition because they're wondering if there is some reasonable doubt that he did it.
I think there's a jury. This is my guess.
Yeah.
I think there's a holdout. I think the holdout's going to be on gender lines. I think the men are going to say the state did not prove its case. I think the women are going to say the state did. They're asking for the definition of reasonable doubt to see, is there a window to get some of those jurors to change their vote?
Mm-hmm.
Because reasonable doubt means X, Y, and Z, and we don't really know what happened. That's my guess. And I think they're leaning, unfortunately, to acquittal. I think he's guilty. And I think they're leaning toward acquittal.
Well, if they acquit, was there going to be rioting in the streets over this?
Well, but no, I don't think so. But here's my
question.
People
throwing pudding pops at everybody?
Right. With a rape case, doesn't it always come down?
He said, she said.
I mean, to me, and I believe these women, that is the hardest case for a state to prove because you get one juror who says, well, I wasn't there. I don't know what happened.
Right.
He says it didn't happen. She says it did. I don't know. I'm going to go with him.
I had heard there's something like 60 women that have come forward in some way, fashion, or form against him.
But
that's not what's on trial here.
Correct. And we don't know.
Because most of those women weren't allowed to testify.
That's
anyway.
My question, Carrie.
Right.
Were the jurors allowed to hear any evidence of other cases?
One.
And my guess is it one?
There was one other victim, so, in quotes here.
That they were allowed to hear from.
Right.
Yeah. A very narrow focus for the jury.
Well, and keep in mind, Dan, one of the women who has come forward now was 15 years old at the time. Is that right? Or is it 16, Kara?
I don't know.
She was a minor. So that case will also go to trial. There's no statute of limitations on sex with a minor. They are able to bring that case against him. So maybe that was the testimony they heard. I don't know. But we'll keep our eye on that today. And if something breaks, certainly we will talk about it because I am pretty darn sure that thing is going to fall, not on racial lines. I think it's going to fall on gender lines.
Well, if it even gets that far because, I mean, the jury's sounds like they're hung at the moment.
And then if it's hung, will they come out and say it was 7-5 or it was 11-1? I want to know.
Yeah. Inquiring minds want to know. Yeah.
And then here's the other question to consider. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but didn't get into the weeds. Scott said there are some states that do not allow a judge to order the jury back to keep deliberating. So that when the jury comes out and says, we're deadlocked, he says there are some states that will not allow that judge to say,
it just ends right
go
there.
Go back. It ends right there. Mm-hmm. And I tend to agree with that.
Yeah.
Because when you send them back, what you are asking them to do
is fight amongst each other,
is change someone's vote.
Right.
And I don't know how fair that is. Some of the attorneys in this case, and I didn't say which side, but I'm sure it's the defense, have asked four times for a mistrial since the jurors have been deliberating.
Mm-hmm.
They have said, we want this case tossed out. And the judge is saying no. But when you send them back to go fight amongst yourselves,
I mean, how
and
many
gang
times
up,
do they get sent back?
If it's 11-1 and the judge is essentially saying, go gang up on that one and see if you can get him to flip, I don't think that's fair.
No, it doesn't sound fair at all. If it's that, if that's the motivation of the judge to get this over with, yeah, you know, justice must prevail. And under the system, we use the jury. And if they're hung, if they're deadlocked, and they're not going to go anywhere, then
isn't that the topic of the 12 Angry Men movie?
It is.
Where they sent him back and said, or I don't even know if they sent him back, but holdout.
It was a murder case, and it involved a knife. And there's a scene in that movie where one of the men brings in a similar knife. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. It's been years since I've seen
it. It's been a long time since I've seen that.
I will tell you this. My mother was a holdout. I was in college when it happened. This has been more than 20 years ago. She said it was the absolute worst experience of her life. And it was, unfortunately, it was horrible. It was a case involving a minor. And she is a very empathetic person and did not feel like the state did a very good job of presenting the case. And I don't remember which way it fell. She was the holdout, I think, for 4 or 5 days. I remember she would come home crying, but she stuck to the direction that she was not allowed to talk about the case with anyone, including my father.
Wow.
And when it was over, she said, I never want to serve on a jury. She said it was just the worst, emotionally draining, awful experience of her life.
So that's where you learn to hold your tongue on the whole Price is Right thing for 3 months. There you go.
All right, so we'll monitor Cosby. When we get back, there is a verdict in the Michelle Carter case. And if that name does not ring a bell, the case certainly will. This is the teenager who urged her boyfriend to get back in that truck and kill himself.
The texting suicide case.
A judge has decided this case. We will talk about that verdict, what you think should happen to this kid when we come back. 576-7798 is the phone number. Dan Weinbaum in for Scott Parks today. Let's...
Something Different knows that your website is a valuable communications tool. Many website firms have overlooked the basic marketing principles necessary to allow your website to become a useful tool for your marketing effort. Something Different can build, design, and market your website. Call Something Different Video Productions, 1-866-VIDEO-14, or online at somethingdifferent.com.
So here's some Elton John for you, so you don't have to buy it.
I've seen him live like five times. Amazing show.
Yeah.
You got it. You got to put that on your bucket list. Monitoring a live news conference where they are giving an update on Congressman Steve Scalise's condition. They are now reading a thank you, if you will, from his family for the outpouring of support and prayers. We do not yet have the update on his condition. It was critical at the last time we checked. If that changes, we'll let you know.
You know, we were talking about in the newsroom how when you hear somebody got shot in the hip, you think, okay. And so what, I'm sure plenty of folks are wondering, wait a minute, what happened? Why was he in critical? What's up with all these surgeries? The thing is, though, is when a bullet goes in and hits your hip, it can deflect, goes off that bone, it can rip through the bone, of course, and then it goes through the
bowels.
Bounces
around. Yeah, I saw something on social media
very damaging
last night, and it was actually a physician talking about this, and he said, when the public hears shot in the hip, they think one thing. When a physician hears shot in the hip, we think something else. He said the complications can be a perforated bowel. It can be, he said, all of your guts and your organs that are down there in the path of
major
that bullet.
Major organs.
Major organs. And he also said
intestines.
Major bleeding is one of the things I read. So as soon as we get the update from the physicians, he's just now taken the podium. We'll let you know what he says. In the meantime, a Massachusetts judge has ruled. She did not take this case to a jury, which I find interesting and understandable.
Right.
A judge has ruled that Michelle Carter, the girlfriend of the teenager who committed suicide in Massachusetts at her urging, is guilty and responsible for his death.
Yeah, guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Reckless
activity. Absolutely reckless activity. This comes from the Washington Post. The case raise new and contentious questions. Can a person be charged and convicted in someone's death, even if they're not with the victim when they die? Then can that person be found guilty of killing someone based solely on what they say in a text message? And the judge ruled yes. This is interesting. Michelle Carter faces 20 years in prison.
And a lot of people are going to say,
yes. Good she'll be sentenced as a juvenile.
She's what, 22 years old now?
She's 22 now, but I think she was 17 or 18. Roy was found dead from carbon monoxide poisoning back in 2014 in a Kmart parking lot. He had used a gas-powered water pump. And I don't even want to read some of the text messages she sent to him because, you know what, it's awful and mean and disgusting. It is worth noting, because I had forgotten about this, that outside of the text messages, she was physically on the phone with him as he sat there dying.
Right.
And I don't know how a jury or a judge could come to any other conclusion in this case, Dan. I just don't.
Yeah. You know, we had this up on our Facebook page earlier, and a lot of people weighed in with comments, and a lot of people were saying, well, wait a minute. What? She didn't, quote unquote, pull the trigger. Mm-mm. You know, he did this himself. He did this. You know, where's that personal responsibility, though she's a horrible person for what she did?
A horrible person.
You know.
The defense brought up that Roy had a history of depression. He had attempted in the past. and that days before his death, Michelle Carter actually tried to get him help. She said, you need a mental hospital. They could help you. I know you don't think it would, but I'm telling you, give them a chance. They could save your life. Part of me wants you to try something and fail just so you can go get help. So the defense was saying, look, leading up to this, she was just sick of it. She tried. She tried to get him help. He wouldn't listen. This is not on her. It's on him. A judge today disagreed. And if you disagree with that ruling, we'd love to hear from you. 576-7798. It's very hard for me to understand how this verdict could have gone any other way.
Yeah.
But it's not illegal to be a horrible human being, Dan.
No, it's not. But if you go past a certain point of just being a horrible person, according to the judge, well, then you are culpable. Yes. In somebody's death. And going back to some of the Facebook comments on our Facebook page, somebody said, yeah, look at... completely apples and oranges, not completely, but it's like apples and oranges. Look at Charles Manson.
Yep.
What he did back in the late 60s. He wasn't there, but he encouraged these folks to do it. So he's culpable.
I will tell you the five words that brought her down. Get back in that truck.
Yeah.
He had exited the truck at one point, said, I'm scared. I don't want to do it. She said, get back in that truck. Let's go to Ben in Mission. Welcome to Dana and Parks. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
You know, I think that she's definitely guilty. I mean, that's fairly obvious. But, I mean, 20 years, that's a bit much. Because, I mean, even though she is 22 right now, that's most of her life if she's going to be in there for another 20 years. I mean, that's just insane.
Probably won't get that.
I don't think she'll get 20. What do you think would be appropriate, Ben?
I mean, I would say maybe like 10 or so. I mean, half that. Because... think about that. That's most of her young life. That's a pretty big deal right there.
It's a lot of time.
It is. Thanks for the call, Ben.
Yeah, thanks, Ben.
I said in the newsroom, I thought she would get 6 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
I think she'll get somewhere in that.
Somewhere in there.
Somewhere
and she'll be
in
out
there.
In 3-4 years.
Because he's got to look at mitigating circumstances. And quite frankly, sadly, the mitigating circumstance is that there is evidence that he had repeatedly wanted to do this.
I think that factors into the charge itself of involuntary manslaughter. It wasn't voluntary manslaughter. It wasn't murder. It was involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah.
Her actions resulted in, you know, helping to cause a death. Did she intend to do it? This was involuntary manslaughter.
But I think the landmark kind of issue here is that you can be held responsible for someone's death if you are nowhere near them at the time.
And this is setting a precedent.
It does
set a
precedent.
And that's what a lot of people have an issue with, because it's like, okay, if this goes forward... which it did today. It sets precedent, and then court cases all across the country.
Correct.
People will be able to go after others because they've been quote-unquote horrible people, and now all of a sudden they're going to be charged.
Let's go to Margie in Warrensburg. Hi, Margie. Margie, go ahead.
It's Margie. How are you doing?
Hi, go ahead.
I totally disagree. I don't think that she should have been found guilty, because you shouldn't have to... When you tell somebody to do something, they have the right to not do that. You know, whatever it is, you know, it's not your responsibility for their actions, you know, whatever they do. Even if you have a mental illness, and, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are totally fine people, but there's some people out there you just can't help, no matter how many times you try. And I don't know. I really don't feel sympathy for the guy. You know.
Okay. So no time. You don't think she's guilty?
Yeah, I don't think she should have been found guilty.
The problem with this, and thanks, Margie. I appreciate the call. I'm sorry if I got your name wrong. Connection was kind of hard there. This isn't exactly black and white. This isn't clear. This isn't a clear-cut case because, you know, he had depression. He took action. He could have stopped, but because of his depression, whatever reason, he said, I will go through with it. But she's also kind of encouraging and not encouraging and encouraging and not encouraging, and then get back in the truck or whatever it was she said through the text.
Let me ask you this, Dan. Does this open a door for prosecution in cyberbullying cases where someone is so horrible to someone, constantly badgering and berating and so horrible to someone. And
causing somebody to take their life.
That you end up seeing people charged for that type of behavior, which is almost but not quite up to the point of get back in the truck.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the world would be better off if you just weren't here. We hate you that much.
I think it sets a precedent. I'm not a lawyer. I once thought about doing it, but I'm not one.
We have an open line if you want it, 576-7798.
This could lead towards that.
More of your calls, more of your texts straight ahead. Let's do get to Kara Markser in the newsroom as we continue following the breaking news and the update on Congressman Scalise's condition.
Yep, doctors are giving that update right now. It is 2:30.
Look at me. It's your lucky day. Need business cards? Something different. We'll print you 1,000 full-color cards for only $35. That's right, only $35. Better hurry before this great deal is gone. Want more info? Call us now, 913-764-9500.
Visit Something Different at 1622 Westford Road or visit us online at somethingdifferent.com.
Well, things have been a little complicated. Quality life has got me down. Well, sex is cheap and talk is overrated. And the boys and me still working on the sound. Well, a little happiness, a little love was all I wanted. Sure as hell thought I'd found it, but I was wrong.
Sturgill Simpson on your Friday.
It's too bad Scott's not here. He missed that.
Oh, he would love some Sturgill.
Of course.
Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Dan Weinbaum in for Scott Parks today as we continue talking about this landmark decision out of Massachusetts that you can be held criminally responsible for someone else's death even if you are nowhere near the person who takes their own life. It is the decision from a judge today after that teenage girl told her boyfriend who was hell-bent on committing suicide, get back in that truck. We're going to play some of the audio from the judge's decision for you today.
Let's see if we can pull that up. He went on for a long time.
Now finds you guilty on the indictment charging you with the involuntary manslaughter of the person Conrad Roy III. This court further finds that the Commonwealth has proven beyond a reasonable doubt that you are a youthful offender and you are a judge soul at this time. You may be seated. That verdict is now recorded and it is in writing as well.
So there you go. Found guilty.
576-7798. We've already had one caller say she should not be held responsible for the death of someone else who took his own life despite the fact she told him, just do it. Get back in the truck, do it.
Yeah. No, I mean, maybe she was frustrated with him and she had had enough. I mean, I don't know all the particulars and what's going on in that head of hers and what she was trying to accomplish. But her actions, according to the judge, as we heard, her actions and lack of actions in this with him caused him to take his life.
Let's go to Todd.
That was enough for the judge to say, uh-uh.
Todd in Kansas City. Hi, welcome. What do you think?
Not proper.
Oh, hi.
Hey,
Todd. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just working. Hey, mine's not anything, but I know it's just a movie, but you remember The Accused with Jodie Foster?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Well, there you go. I mean, the people did not commit the rape or do anything like that, but they did get sentenced to jail because they cheered and watched so that what was going on.
Okay. I can see that.
So I think that she probably needed to go to jail. Not for that length of time, but I do believe she probably needed to go.
She needs to be punished in some way for her actions or lack of actions, I think, is what Todd's saying, right?
Because I think when you look at The Accused, and yes, that was a movie, and it was a groundbreaking movie at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those men were charged for being bystanders.
Mm-hmm.
For not doing anything. But look at the Kitty, is it Kitty Genevieve in, it's a faint, well, I should say infamous case in New York.
Okay.
Where she's being stabbed to death on a street corner.
Right.
And something like 20 people were nearby and around and heard her screaming for help. and did nothing. It's the bystander effect.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to jump in because no one else is jumping in.
Well, yeah, you can't be forced to be a good Samaritan in many cases. But if you're, like in the movie Accused, if you're standing right there by the
while it's happening, by
the pinball machine.
And what this judge is saying, Dan, is that she was virtually there.
Right.
Via text message, by and a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And that was enough to prove guilt to this judge. Let's go to David in Shawnee. Hi, David. What do you think?
I think it's ridiculous that this person's being held responsible. Is that not under our First Amendment right to free speech? And not only that, what about all the people on the internet that always constantly, literally say, go kill yourself? You're holding one person responsible for this. It's a little bit of mental illness. And this person, yeah, they should feel horrible, but involuntary manslaughter, that's pushing it a little bit.
Let me ask you something, though, David, really quick. On the internet, and I understand what you're saying, there are anonymous trolls that will tell people, go kill yourself. I think what the judge saw in this case is that she was the girlfriend. She was the closest person to him. They were romantically involved. He was in love with her.
They were known to each other.
They were known to each other. Isn't that a little bit different than someone on the internet, like a troll saying, go jump off a cliff?
Yeah, it's definitely different. But how can she be responsible for his mental illness? Yeah, she could try and help him, you know. That's probably the right thing to do, is try and help him. What she did, I do not definitely agree with at all. But I just don't see how you can hold her responsible when, you know, we have our First Amendment right.
And that's where the gray area in this one comes in. Appreciate the call, because you're making some good points, because like everyone, I think, has said, this was a horrible thing that happened. She acted horribly, you know, because... How would you act? How would you act?
Oh my God.
You know, out there in your car right
Where's
now listening.
The empathy?
How would you act in this? Where's the empathy?
Now, they're saying she was on some medication that killed her empathy. I don't buy that for one red hot second.
That's an excuse.
I will also respectfully disagree with David. I don't think this is a First Amendment issue. Do you have a free speech right to tell someone to kill themselves?
And that's where
I don't this, see this
one
is a First
could
Amendment.
Be groundbreaking or precedent setting.
Right.
And we could see stuff come from this, because this decision was made in Massachusetts in this one case.
Right.
We might see this be applied, as it can be in a courtroom and other places.
Because she wasn't there.
To other court cases, you know. So it could be a slippery slope.
It's virtual. Involuntary manslaughter,
right.
is
now,
what it is.
Now, would it rise to the level of being charged if somebody on the internet, somebody that is known to you, says, why don't you go jump off of a cliff and kill yourself? And they just do that, as opposed to the interwoven relationship that this girl had with this guy.
Let's go to Olivia and Olathe.
I think it is a little bit different.
Olivia, what do you think?
I think that... nowadays, people don't feel the connection to the responsibilities and their actions via either text message or Snapchat or whatever the social media standpoint it is. I mean, it's so different to talk to somebody face-to-face nowadays than it is to send them a text message, and then later on, if you didn't like what you said, you deleted it and not feel the consequences.
Right.
So she definitely should be... held responsible for her actions, and almost kind of made an image of, this is what could happen to you if you do this to somebody else. So,
it's a good call. Thank you for it. I wish we had something happier to talk about on a Friday, and we'll get to it. I promise you we'll get to it. Let's go to Steve in Gladstone. Hi, Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, I have an instance where my high school girlfriend, her uncle and aunt were fought all the time. They drank a lot. He threatened to kill himself 2 or 3 times. And one day he had a gun out. She told him he didn't have the guts to pull the trigger. And he did right there in front of her.
Oh, no.
And
nothing became, you know, the cops didn't charge her.
And so that's interesting. That happened.
Let me ask you this. Did she admit that, Steve? Because obviously there would have been no text messages as there was in this case. Did she just admit she said do it?
She admitted it to the family.
Right.
I don't know that she admitted it to the police. I don't know that fact.
That's fascinating.
I know she did it to her sister, and her sister is who I heard it from.
So here's the thing. Now that this case today has happened and the verdict has occurred where she was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter, if the case that we just got from the phone caller was to happen now, maybe some attorneys, maybe some prosecutors might go, well, hey, we got precedent in Massachusetts. Now let's do something on this case.
That's why it's interesting. If you're in your car and you're like, why are they talking about this case from Massachusetts? Number one, it's a fascinating legal question to me. But number two, the outcome of this case, you're right, Dan, they're calling it a landmark decision because she wasn't there.
She wasn't there. And, you know, where's the responsibility in her texts and her relationship with him, her phone calls?
Yeah.
And yeah, she encouraged him. For whatever reason that happened, she did encourage him. She gave him affirmative messages to do it.
Yeah.
And so now she's paying the price. She's found guilty. And that could be have ramifications on court cases all around the country.
576-7798. We got a line open if you want it. Happy Friday, everybody. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Dan Weinbaum in for Scott Parks. We will be back right after this.
Have you ever been forced to watch a YouTube video? Something Different Media Group can help you get your business there too with a video that screams quality or else your viewers aren't going to trust the ad. Videos on YouTube start at 25 cents. That's right, only a quarter. And you can specifically target zip codes, demographics, and lifestyles. Call Something Different now at 866-744-9900 for a free evaluation. That's 866-774-9900. Visit Something Different in Kansas City, Leawood, Lee's Summit on the Northland, or online at somethingdifferent.com.
I say no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I can't got the time. And if my daddy thinks I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go. Man, I miss her.
Yeah, she was great. So is every troll guilty of attempted murder? This is from the text line. When they tell someone to kill themselves.
Is every troll guilty?
Yeah.
But see, I don't find her...
That's the thing that makes this so difficult.
I understand what you're saying, Dan. She was not an internet troll. She was the one confidant that this troubled young man had in his life.
Right.
God, unfortunately, you know how they say keep your friends close and your enemies closer?
Right.
The worst type of confidant you would never wish on your worst enemy...
Right.
...happened to be Michelle Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor parents of that young man. There's a reason, Dan, that this case was tried in front of a judge. You put this case in front of a jury of 12 people.
Who are more likely going to be parents.
Any of them have kids, and more likely than not, they're going to be parents. They would have sent her away for twice the amount of time.
Oh, probably.
That she got in front
of this
judge.
They probably want her buried under the courthouse.
Yeah, this is probably the most just outcome she could have hoped for.
Yeah, what do you think about this, Rod?
Well, there's a big difference between having an argument with someone on Facebook or Twitter or something, some anonymous person that you don't know, and they go, oh, geez, why don't you just go kill yourself? As opposed to someone you know, like your girlfriend.
Intimately.
You're someone who you love and trust telling you repeatedly, go kill yourself.
Yeah.
You should kill yourself. And then telling you, get back in the truck. You started this, you know, finish it. There is a huge difference. So as far as, you know, every internet troll being guilty, no, I don't think so. But when you have someone that's that close to you, that's that adamant about you killing yourself. I mean, that's...
And to see it through.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah, it's the difference between, why don't you go kill yourself, or... Why don't you go kill yourself, honey?
Someone just wrote in, though.
There's a big difference.
Yeah, huge difference.
Listen to this text. She did not assist him in his suicide. She did not set up the generator in his truck. She did not lock the doors. She is not responsible for his death. But let me ask you something. Are there not other cases where you can be found liable and you did not directly do the harm?
Oh, I'm sure a lot of them.
Look at the case of a bank robbery or the robbery of that gun store in Shawnee.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone who fires a shot in a criminal case, they are generally and can be and are held criminally liable.
As an accessory.
As an accessory.
So she's almost like an accessory to this guy's suicide. Yeah. Oh,
Eric,
it looks like Scott Parks just texted in. Bees be crazy.
Eric disagrees. Let's go to Eric in Kansas City. Go ahead. Hi, Eric.
I think it's completely ridiculous that they're even charging her with anything. This kind of opens up the precedent. What happens if your ex gives you a call and says, I need to talk to you or I'm going to kill myself? Now, if you ignore that call, are they going to charge you with manslaughter if your ex kills themselves and you didn't want to talk to them?
That's a serious question to ponder.
I think, wasn't it just so much more egregious in this case, Eric, because she was telling him, just do it. When he was saying, I'm scared, I don't want to, she said, get back in that truck and do it.
If somebody's bugging me about something for hours on end, let alone days on end, I'm going to tell them whatever it takes to get them to leave me alone. I mean, this is a guy trying to, I mean, she told him to get help, and he ignored her and kept bothering her. She's at her end. How is that her responsibility that he's doing something to himself?
Yeah. All right, Eric, thanks for calling.
Interesting point, Eric.
A little bit of a bad connection. I want to get
But then, the judge found that she did have responsibility, though. I mean, Eric makes a good argument, but the judge found it the other way.
Let's wrap up with Amy in Kansas City. What do you think, Amy?
Well, as we'd all like to think that he definitely has the choice whether or not to do that. You know, we would think that being of well mind. Playing with a mental illness could easily be the same as playing with, like, a physical illness. And if I love my child and I know that they're deathly allergic to peanut butter, but I set a peanut butter and jelly sandwich down in front of them and they eat it, I feel like that could be, if it's a real, true, deep mental illness, maybe the same kind of prodding or poking. You're poking at a mental illness.
Sure.
It's like, you know, we wouldn't tell someone with a broken ankle to stand up and walk on it, because we know that they're hurting.
But Amy, here's another one. If you are a gun owner and you leave your gun willy-nilly lying around loaded, and you don't mean for anything bad to happen, you have no intent, but a child picks it up, shoots himself in the head, which happens all the time, you can still be charged for that crime. You weren't in the room. You didn't mean for it to happen. You didn't want anyone to die. Mm-hmm. You can still be charged.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's negligence, and it leads to involuntary manslaughter, which is what happened today.
Great discussion, folks. We are closely monitoring a couple things today. The Cosby verdict, what is the latest on that, Dan? They asked for the definition of reasonable doubt.
Right, and then they were asking to read the testimony from the accuser's mom about the phone calls or something. Look, I'll be honest, I have not been following the Cosby trial. So this is all new to me right now.
I will tell you this. I think we will have a verdict by the end of the day. That jury does not want to go back to the drawing board Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Well, they're probably getting some nice lunches, maybe some pudding.
No, no one wants to be sequestered.
Pudding pops, you know, for dessert.
I guarantee you, I think we will have a verdict by tonight. It is Friday. Those people want to go home, and I think they're going to acquit him. I think he's going to walk.
Putting down money on that?
I think acquittal by 6 o'clock. That's what I'm calling.
Acquittal by 6 o'clock today.
Yep. And I don't agree with it, but that's what I think's going to happen.
3 hours. All right.
Let's go to Kara Marks in the newsroom.